It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast where two adult daughters could buy their own candy, but instead choose to beg for it at the Oogie Boogie Bash.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
I like you said Oogie Boogie.
Oogity boogity.
Oogity boogity. Yeah, we did. So this week's episode is about Oogie Boogie Bash because Michelle and I got to go.
We got to go.
On October 24th.
And just so you know, I take back every bad thing I ever said about it. Spoiler alert. It was amazing.
I wouldn't say a point of contention, but a point of conflict. That's not even a good word. Is I like to get candy and Michelle does not.
You're spoiling it.
Sorry, spoilers.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Instead of spoilers, how about some news?
News.
We begin today with breaking news.
Destinations from The Rise of Skywalker are coming to Star Tours. The new segment will debut on December 20th at all Star Tours locations.
Speaking of, do you have your tickets to Rise of Skywalker?
No.
What?
Yeah, I mean, who would I go? No, I'm going to talk to Allison. She'll go with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to talk to her when
Guilt
she gets back.
Guilt her into it on this podcast right now.
Allison! Let's go see Rise of Skywalker.
Please. You should go with a lucky Patreon winner.
Oh, is that lucky for them?
No. It's lucky for you. It's lucky for you.
I win.
I'm super excited. Our tickets are like at 11 o'clock. But Ooh. The nice thing that was mm-hmm. what they did at the theater, that last theater we went to, is they played loud music. So people coming out, this was for Endgame. Ooh, uh-huh. People coming out couldn't spoil it for new people.
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah.
It's like, dun, 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 dun,
it's like,
metal. Don't spoil it, you jerks. Should we talk about our nails now or wait till the end of the news?
I mean, it is newsworthy. Guys, if we sound very pampered and fancy mm-hmm. and relaxed, it's because we just got our nails done.
We went to 333.
In Costa Mesa.
There are several locations, but we choose the Costa Mesa one.
If you are there, please ask for Linda.
Unless Michelle's there because she gets Linda.
I get first dibs on Linda, yes. But everyone else can share her. She mm-hmm. does my gel manicure. She does my mm-hmm. regular pedicure. Mm-hmm. And she does my eyebrows.
You have amazing eyebrows, Thank amazing you. Nails, and Stella Lou colored nails.
That's right. It's Stella Lou inspired. So 4 nails, except for my ring finger, are lavender. And then 1 is sparkle.
I did something similar. My nails are hot pink. And then I have 1 Stella Lou purple nail. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if that's Stella Lou. It's a little darker than your nails.
Yeah, but it's still pretty.
Yeah, it's still pretty. I did the Milk and Honey manicure pedicure where they used honey scented scrub. They literally poured hot milk and honey into my foot bath.
Guys, she smells so good right now.
It smells delightful.
Yeah, like I know she got it for herself, but mm-hmm. really, I think it was mostly for me.
It was. I normally smell bad.
She smells so good right now.
Oh, thank you. And then we went to Sephora and just had. This is what happens when we're left to our own devices.
Yeah, then we went to Sephora to look really quickly. $200 yes. later.
We have glowing skin.
We do. Oh, and then Jasmine let me do this cool, like, mm-hmm. what's it called?
It's called, it's Foreo. It's Foreo. UFO. And it's a face mask. Like, you put your sheet mask on there, but there's ones that you buy.
I didn't do the cooling.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay. We'll do that after. Okay. I'll do the cooling. And you put, like, the sheet mask from them on there, and it, like, heats up and cools down.
And does, like, red light
yeah,
and green
different,
light.
Yeah, LED. And it has, like, pre-programmed to, like, match. So, like, depending on the face mask you use. I feel like now this is 1313 Harbor. Skincare recommendations.
Well, we're just sharing our lives.
We are. And it depends on the mask, and it will, like, do certain things, and it's amazing. And I let Michelle try it because
I wanted her
to share it with me.
Oh, and now I'm, like, oh, I want one. But they're so expensive.
They're very expensive. I got it on sale, luckily.
Ugh. Now yeah. I'm like, I could pool my Christmas money. I could do it.
I got to do it if I just like, you start that one Instagram you were talking about for your feet.
Yep. I'm going to start a foot Instagram to have a little side hustle.
Everyone, you got to have the side hustle in 2019.
Yeah. Excuse me while I partake in candy.
Oh, yes. So
candy you earned.
Candy. Well, no, you earned. So I made Michelle. She didn't want any candy from Oogie Boogie Bash.
Well, here's the thing. At work, we just bought a whole bunch of mm-hmm. treats, and I've been eating Butterfingers like mm. it's my job. So I was like,
that's
I don't,
her unwrapping the candy.
That's right. I'm literally eating candy. So I was like, I don't need more candy. Mm-hmm. So, and Jasmine is like, what? As an American, you deserve this candy. I'm like, it's no big deal. And you're like, is that what George Washington would say?
It's exactly how the conversation went.
Is that what
went.
Alexander Hamilton would say? Is that what Lin-Manuel Miranda would say?
And then we had a rap battle, and I don't know who won, but it was awesome.
I think the audience did.
But I got so much candy that my arm hurt, and I'm trying to give as much of it away as possible. I just wanted to, you know, like, Disney charges a lot for the ticket, so I felt like I took something back from Disney getting that much candy. I literally got half of a, you know, like when you go to the grocery store and you get one of those bags that you pay for?
Mm-hmm.
Like 3/4 of the way full.
Why don't you just use this candy to give out a Halloween?
Nobody comes to our house. Oh. I'm going to give it away at work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I hope you throw it at people.
I do. I'm just going,
here, take it.
Take this, Jason.
You monster.
Now Jason's going to hear this and he's going to be like, you mentioned me. And I'm like, yeah, now I'm going to throw candy at you.
Hi, Jason.
He's my coworker who listens to our podcast.
And also likes, what's that show? Brooklyn? The Wire.
The Wire. Yeah. Oh, he does like The Wire. We were talking about the three people who like The Wire in Disney.
You, Jason, and one other person.
One other person, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a good club to be in.
Very exclusive.
So Universal's Epic Universe will be opening in 2023.
Woohoo!
So, yeah. If you want to go. They were saying, I was reading another article that was saying, are people saving their Universal trips now because Epic Universe is going to open? But like, go now. That's over three years from
yeah.
now.
Yeah. If it was 3 months, maybe.
Yeah. Or next year, maybe. Mm-hmm. But like.
Mm-mm. It's too far away.
Yeah, go now, enjoy other things. Soon Orlando's going to be like, you're going to have to go for 2 weeks if you want to do everything.
Oh, maybe I'll move back there.
Oh, maybe.
You want to move with me?
I'll move with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just have
oh my
terrible
gosh.
Hair.
Can we? Oh, no, you know, you'll have really good hair because it'll be so humid. It'll stay really moist.
Oh, that's true.
Moist.
But it will be so curly.
Oh my gosh. We should start a reality show like Chloe and Courtney Take Miami.
Uh-huh.
But it's Jasmine and Michelle are fine in Orlando.
Do Orlando.
Yeah. But it's just
the
like.
The Paris of the South.
That's right. That's what it'll be called. It'll be called The Paris of the South, starring Jasmine and Michelle. And it'll be all of our antics, you know, going to the Mall of Millennia, you know.
Going to the Disney parks and Universal parks.
Going to Disney Springs.
Going to water parks in our sun shirts.
That's right. In our long sleeves, under our parasols. Drinking virgin Mai Tais,
and
which are just fruit juice.
And complaining about the sugar content.
That's right. Do you have any? Hi, I'd like something fruity with no calories and no sugar. So water. Like, you don't have to say it like that.
Yeah. Give it to me water with a slice of lemon. Thanks.
I'm a brat. I like lemon water with a slice of lime.
I don't like. Now we're just talking about how we like our water.
This is the content nobody asked for.
So fuel rods at the Disney
wait
parks.
Wait, go back. Epic Universe.
Yes, sorry.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited for anything new.
All I've heard is rumor about it, but I have heard a rumor that there's going to be a Fantastic Beasts section.
Yeah, I've heard rumors. Fantastic Beasts section, a Universal Monsters section. Minions. I heard Minions section.
What happens if there's a no-name carpenter that falls to his death? And then we will have more ghost stories.
So you know there's going to be more ghost stories about like, oh, the horror ride. Somebody was so frightened. A carpenter was so frightened. He had a heart attack and he fell to his death.
He died.
And his name was the Rural Juror.
The Rural Juror. Wow, these titles, they really make you think.
I don't know. I know there's other lands.
Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, Super Mario. No, that might be it. Is that going to be there? Or is that going to be at Universal? I know the
I
one
know.
In
this
Hollywood.
Is all speculation.
Yeah, I forget if it's at that park or if that's going in Islands of Adventure.
They're going to have a old musical section.
Yes, they're going to have the
Wizard
Hamilton.
Of Oz.
They're going to have the Hamilton section we talked about.
That's right.
They're going to have a
gummy bears
kung fu films section, but only based on ones made before 1960.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. A gummy bear section.
A Gone with the Wind section.
Oh, obviously.
Where you get to fall down the stairs like Scarlett O'Hara.
That's the most problematic section of the park. It's a little, yeah. So fuel rods in the Disney parks will now charge $3 to swap them out. For new ones, previously it was free to swap.
Two thumbs down.
So it used to be like you'd pay what was like $28 or $30.
Right.
And you get a fuel rod, which that's a lot of money for a fuel rod, but you could exchange it at any time for another one for free.
And the nice thing was-
And they were charged.
If you got a dud, like one that was overused, because apparently batteries, as you recharge them, they can't get recharged as much. Mm-hmm. If you got a dud, it's no big deal. You just go to another fuel rod place and exchange it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get a dud, you still have to pay your $3.
Oh my gosh.
I know, which I know what you're thinking. Like, well, $3 isn't that bad. It wouldn't be bad if it was $3 every time, as in
you
the
only
first
ever pay
time
three,
$3 and the next time $3. Mm-hmm. But that's not it. It's $30 and then $3 and $3 and $3.
They should lower the initial price and then you do the $3 every time.
Right. I wanted to get it because I do everything Tiff Mink does because she... Because
you're smart.
Because she's the best.
Yes.
And she did a really cool video about it. And I was like, I really want to get a fuel rod. I'm going to get a fuel rod. Mm-hmm. And then... They said the $3 and I'm like,
she, this is where I found out the news was from her.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she is the best.
She's the best at Tiff Mink. Mm-hmm. Follow her Twitter.
Minkus.
Oh, is it Minkus? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, you'll find her. She's
Google
awesome.
Her.
Just
Tiffany
look up
Mink.
Most beautiful purple haired woman in the world. Yeah. And she'll come right up.
But she'll be like, hi, I'm Tiffany Mink, y'all.
She was saying this might be the death of fuel rod. We'll see. I just, from a business standpoint, you'd think they'd be like, okay, $15 the initial time, $3 every time after that.
Right.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuel rod, you figure it out.
Yeah. Get it together.
So Nickelodeon Universe, the largest indoor theme park in the Western Hemisphere, opened October 25th in New Jersey.
I'm so excited.
The park features 35 attractions, including the steepest roller coaster drop in the world at 121.5 degrees, and the tallest spinning drop ride will also be there. Okay, so what is 90 degrees is straight down. Uh-huh. So 120 is like...
Inverted.
So like, yeah. Which I don't get... Does it? At what point does it just become not steep again? Because it's just flat.
Right, like it just goes around itself.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. Those are scientific questions I can't answer.
Why? What's wrong with 90 degrees?
I don't know. But can I just tell you, I'm all for indoor theme parks. Sorry, I touched the table. Because I hate the sun. Mm-hmm. I also like temperature control.
I also hate the sun.
Yeah. And I need more temperature control in my life. So...
Yes. I heard you can see the Manhattan skyline from some parts of the roller coaster.
Lovely.
Yes. So, yeah.
Enchanting.
This is, you know, near your Dunkin' Donuts. Well, not near it, but like
closer
than it is to here.
Yeah.
To me, it's like New York, New Jersey. It's all a Philadelphia 10-minute ride.
First off, no. No, it's
Y'all
not.
You all just to each other.
No, we do not. Nope.
And then you're like, we're eating our bagels and donuts and having a grand old time.
Until we start talking about sports.
Yeah.
Then we fight.
So Nickelodeon Universe, they have like Reptar, like one of the ride vehicles is Reptar.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't figure out what that belonged to, but they
Reptar?
Just
Reptar? It's from Rugrats.
No, like the ride vehicles.
Oh.
What type of ride it belonged to, but it was just like a bunch of Reptars, like an army of Reptars.
Reptar. God, it's a Reptar.
That's
remember Reptar on Ice?
Yes. I'm just a dinosaur. We had that whole conversation about we didn't know you were referencing one movie and I was referencing Reptar.
Yeah. It's just a dinosaur. Yeah. That's from Toy Story 3.
And I was just like, I'm just the dinosaur, which is Reptar.
Reptar.
Brand new merch has been launched at the Aulani Resort where
Aloha.
Where your Stella Lou comes from and my Shelly May.
No, my Stella Lou started in Japan.
Oh, okay. No, but like that little one you have on your bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She has a little one.
I think I have a Stella Lou product from every Disney park that sells Stella Lou, which is only four. But
one of these days we're going to do an episode on the Aulani because I've been there and it was one of the best hotels I've ever stayed at.
Or we could just go there.
We could go there and you both have an opinion on it. I made my family stay there and I kind of tricked them into it and I'm so happy.
Good.
And they were happy. The only one who didn't like it was Jade, but she's just difficult.
But Jade should have gone with me.
She should have,
Jade and I are best friends.
She just said it was too, and it's kind of true. It's kind of far from everything else. But
from what? You're supposed to be relaxing.
I didn't care to leave the resort ever, so I was fine. I just went to the spa.
So get it together, Jade.
Yes. She doesn't listen. She doesn't know how to make this work on her phone.
I know. She's 10 years older than you. 9 years older than me. And she's like, I don't understand technology.
I'm so old. What is this phone? And then she just drops it like an infomercial. So, brand new merch has been launched at the Aulani Resort. New items will include mini ears, a Loungefly backpack and wallet, and plushies, all inspired by the resort. I feel like that's kind of the standard issue. Anytime something new launches, it's a Loungefly backpack, mini ears, and plushies.
Okay. Okay, so, but it's not new Stella Lou merchandise.
No, nothing
okay,
Stella
Lou. Okay, good, because my friend just came from Aulani and brought me the fanny pack that I've been dying for.
Oh, is that the one you had today?
Yes.
That was so cute.
Thanks. Yeah, my friend just went and I had called him and I was like, hey, Colin. And he's like.
You called Colin?
I did. And I was, he's like, I'm an Aulani. And I'm like, can you give me this? And he's like, it is so ugly. It like burned a hole through my suit because it's so ugly. He says it's so ugly.
It's so cute.
I know. He's crazy.
I'm trying to talk to you. I'm like, I'm questioning his judgment here.
He's wild. Sometimes he listens too.
He does? Oh, yeah. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
It's not ugly. You're wrong.
So, Jasmine, I have news for you.
You have news for me.
So, Disney on Broadway did a celebration of the past 25 years on The View this past week.
Broadway.
If you can, Google it. I just Googled The View, Susan Egan. And
as you do every day.
Honestly, I do. I adore Susan Egan.
Did Susan Egan like your picture of Meg?
She did. yes, I was very, very happy the senpai noticed me. I have met her many times and she's like, I've said it before. She's the only celebrity I like to meet because she's just nice. She's just like a nice lady.
Oh, that's good.
You know, when she's fun and I don't know, she's just great. So yes, it has the current Anna and Elsa, Heather Headley from both Aida and Lion King.
Oh.
Ashley Brown from Mary Poppins. She was the American Mary Poppins. Oh. Who else is in there? And others.
And me.
The only person who was missing was Sierra Boggess, who was the Ariel. There was no Little Mermaid representation, but all the other shows. Tarzan, Beauty and the Beast.
Hamlet.
Yeah, all the other.
Disney's Hamlet.
King, they were all represented. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. That's very cool.
So that, and then Rhonda Rhodes, the original Princess Jasmine in Aladdin on Broadway.
Whose name is an alliteration.
And she's very pretty and nice. Her last Aladdin show, I think, is today, Sunday.
Oh.
So she came in and subbed for Ariel Jacobs, who was Jasmine. And now Ariel went on vacation for two weeks. Rhonda just finished her being Jasmine in London. Then she went back to Broadway.
Oh, and then this was a cool thing I found. So if at for Thanksgiving at the Disneyland Hotel, they're going to have a feast which includes salads, meats, sides, desserts, and specialty drinks. Does that rhyme or did I make that rhyme? and a take-home treat, complimentary family photo. But I thought it said complimentary family. And I'm like, if I go by myself, will they give me my family? Like, here you go, Jasmine. It looks like there's a charcuterie and bountiful harvest. So if you have no plans for Thanksgiving, why don't you make your way onto the Disneyland Hotel? Before we go into our experiences, I'd like to give you a little history of Halloween events at Disneyland. So at least you could feel you got a little bang for your buck in terms of the history element of this podcast.
I'm like, you know, this podcast is free. They don't pay for it.
That is true. That is true.
But our Patreons do.
They do. We pay for their time. I don't know. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to us.
Thanks for being a friend. So Mickey's Halloween Treat was held in 1995 and 1996. This included trick-or-treating, a character cavalcade, and meet-and-greets with various characters. The event stopped after 1996 because of low attendance. Oh. Can you imagine that? Like,
no.
Nowadays, the Mickey Halloween events, any event, any hard-ticketed event at the Disneyland parks sell out usually within moments.
Right.
Like, you can't get a ticket. By the time you find out about it, it's sold out.
Yeah.
We only got to go to Oogie Boogie Bash because they released more tickets and Tiff told us.
Right. And I stayed on the phone for over an hour.
Yes. Thank you, Michelle, for doing that for us.
I'm a hero. So it was worth it.
There was a time when Disneyland was not that crowded.
There was a time when Disneyland was not cool.
Yes.
And, like, you could not find Disneyland merchandise. But, like, not Disneyland, but, like, Disney merchandise. It was Disney Store. End of list.
You could buy like a plush Mickey and I don't even know if you could buy a mug.
Right.
Yeah, Disney didn't become cool till recently.
I feel like Disney did a long game of being like, this generation born in the 80s, there's not going to be an Earth left.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is inundate them with Disney Channel and Disney Afternoon, and then we'll take all their money so they won't notice the fact that the rainforest is, you know, gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I remember when we used to go to Disneyland after school on a Tuesday and there was nobody there.
I remember
there was times you could go and there was nobody there.
I remember 11 years ago, I could ride every single ride and be bored and be like, can I go home now?
Oh, I remember like every single ride time was 10 in quotes, 10 minutes, which meant 0 minutes.
Right.
It was just amazing. And like they would let you go on the ride multiple times without having to get off. It was a lovely time.
It was a simpler time.
Yeah. Now there is no downtime.
Nope.
Downtime means
You, like, slow time used to be January because everything was being refurbished, but now everyone knows that.
Yep.
So January is just as busy.
And the tickets are cheaper. So the party...
Can I just tell you something?
Yes.
On cheaper ticket days, I find it to be busier.
Yes, 100%.
My parents and I went on a Tuesday, and it was a cheaper ticket day, and it felt like a Saturday.
Yep.
And then on a Saturday, it felt like a Tuesday.
Yeah. Saturday, summers, now I find the emptiest time is like a Saturday in July. There will be nobody at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because it's top price and everyone thinks it's super crowded.
Right.
Maybe we shouldn't let the secret out. And I feel like they're also probably better staffed on weekends because they assume there'll be bigger crowds.
Right.
So, you know, it just makes it flow a little nicer.
I feel like they just messed with the system.
They did. They just, and we'll reap the benefits.
Yes.
So the party came back in 2005 and has been occurring annually ever since.
Oh.
So now it is a success. The vent, not the event, I just put the vent. The vent was at DCA from 2005 to 2009 before moving to Disneyland until this year. So it was at Disneyland from 2010 to 2018. And then they're like, no. And then they moved it back over to DCA.
I was very poo-pooing that it went back to DCA because I've seen pictures of people at DCA and they looked super bored.
Yeah.
But this year I felt like they were like, look, we know we're going to DCA.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it worth it.
Yes. The party was moved because of the... So initially it was moved from Disney or DCA to Disneyland because of the construction. Remember when they completely redid...
When it was Wall Street?
Yeah. When it was Buena Vista, whatever. Or, no, remember it was like the old postcard. And then you used to have to go in through like the side past Condor Flats.
Yeah.
That was so weird. And like you had to go like backstage to get into the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they moved that. And then now the park is better. So now they brought it back there.
Great.
Oh, the Frightfully Fun Parade began in 2016. And that's all the history I could find. So let's first talk about the decor. So I broke the party down into different subjects, as I do.
I'm so glad you're organized because I'm not.
Because I thought if we just start talking about this, we're going to talk about way too much in 5 minutes and then burn out.
Oh, okay, great.
So decor. So when you walk in to the left, there's the Headless Horseman statue. Mm-hmm. We didn't take a picture by it because there was a line.
Yep.
And but it looks really cool and its eyes flicker and it's smoky. And I'm like, is the horse a ghost or is it a live horse?
Yes. Because
clearly the Headless Horseman is a ghost.
No, he's alive.
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah, he works at Tiffany's.
Oh, he works at Tiffany's.
Yeah,
he's the number one salesman.
Yeah, he's very good. He said, if you don't buy something,
I'll haunt you.
Yeah. And people are like, I'll take it.
I'll take the engagement ring and a silver baby spoon.
Please. Did you have a silver rattle when you were little?
No. I had a Thai nanny.
I just had a Thai tea.
I did just have a Thai tea as well.
Yeah.
There are also Oogie Boogie projections and purple like Christmas lights everywhere. So on, what is that?
Carthay Circle.
There's a really cool like almost projection show. Like people were stopping and watching it
mm-hmm.
of Oogie Boogie just doing various Oogie Boogie type things.
Yeah.
I didn't stop to watch it, but people were watching it and
they
it looked
sure
cool.
Were. Yeah.
It was very good quality projection. It was the most decorations were probably that main drag outside of like the treat trails. But in terms of like the park being decorated. Oh, and then Cars Land was pretty decorated.
Oh, I forgot. I totally forgot Cars Land existed.
Yes.
And I didn't even go to it. Did you go?
I did because there's one treat trail there.
Got it. Who was there? Who was the villain?
There was no villain there. It was just a treat trail that went through the line of Radiator Springs. The extra line, not the main line.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
I almost didn't go because you can't cut through anymore. And like most of the treat trails were in the Hollywood Land.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had to hit every treat trail. So
because Lord knows you can't just go buy candy.
No, I can't buy candy, Michelle. I want a stranger who doesn't care about me to give it to me.
Okay.
So there was also a bear with a trick or treat bucket. Did you see that? So outside of the rapids, what's the rapids ride?
I was going to say Radiator Springs Rapids, but that's not it.
Grizzly River Rapids.
That's it.
I pulled that out of my bottom.
Thank you.
So, you know, there's the bear outside with like the silly smile and the vest.
Yeah.
He's holding a little trick-or-treat bucket and
I didn't
it glows.
Notice that.
Yes, it was so cute. And I think it has Mickey's face on it, but it's like a
cute
pumpkin. And I'm like, I want to keep that forever. And I want that to be a plushie Disney and I want to buy it.
Okay.
I will buy it. Make it and you'll sell at least one.
Yep.
Two. I'll buy one for Michelle too if you make it.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then so there's mood lighting and fog throughout the park, which did make me cough a little bit. Especially in the Mad Hatter area, I coughed a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like a lot of the lights were purple and green.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice any other decorations?
Um,
and then Cars Land was really cool how they decorated that.
Like, I didn't even go in.
They added little spooky, like, car. Like, they had a ride vehicle from Mr. Toad that they turned into, like, an old-timey spooky spider car.
Oh, yeah. This was, like, the same as last year.
Yeah. And then they had, like, an old... another old car that was like growling, and like it's with the front part of the car, the grills were like grills and it wanted to eat you. And then there was like little spider oil cans.
Aww.
And then like they had like witch hats, or like they had one that was like dressed like a mummy. And then like the Luigi, both, they had two rides that they rethemed there, but I didn't go on them. They had like the Luigi spinning cars. Mm-hmm. They rethemed that for Halloween. And I don't know if they like redressed it or if there was just spooky music. And then Mater's Junkyard Jamboree had like, it was called like Jamboree. Like, boo.
That's cute.
Besides that, didn't notice any too many. I'm sure people are like, this was decorated. We skipped Pixar Pier completely because there's no tree trails there.
Yeah, and none of our costumes were.
Yeah, if you didn't have a wig, you could have gone on a ride. I couldn't fit in a ride with my little side
hoops.
Why
would I want to go on a ride? I don't go on rides. I don't go to DCA.
I was actually saying it would be cool if you could buy like 3 tickets. If you just had unlimited money, go twice to the Halloween event and go once just to ride rides, because all the lines were 10 minutes or shorter.
Oh, uh-huh.
So you could just go on rides all day.
Cool.
Or all for the 5 hours that it was open.
Yeah, we'll talk about that five hours.
Now we're moving on to Villains Grove, which was, I think, both of our favorite parts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So it was Red Creek Trail. They rethemed it, and it was just had projections and incredible production design.
And it was subtle. It wasn't like what I thought it was I thought that this is where you saw all the villains.
Yes.
But instead, it's like the essence of the villains.
Yes.
Like, so when you walk in, there's projections of stained glass everywhere and candles.
Yes.
And then you
and
hear
Frollo,
like,
yeah,
Judge Claude Frollo, Judge Claude. Like, yeah. You hear the Will of the Wisps.
Yes.
From Brave, so, like, whispering.
Throughout the whole thing, they have the Will of the Wisps that kind of take you through, and they're kind of your guides through all the villains. So the first thing you walk in is you see Frollo, and there's, like, candle.
No, but he's not there. Frollo.
You see his, like...
section.
Yeah, his essence was left there.
Essence of the Gelflings!
And it's nice because that trail just kind of is like, it's there.
So, yeah, I never go over there.
Mm-hmm. So it's just nice that they rethemed it. It's kind of like as close as they're going to get to a maze, in quotes. And it was Jasmine level spooky, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, I love, like, someone was asked, they're like, is someone going to jump out and scare you? Mm-mm. And they're like, nope.
Just me.
Just Jasmine. No, it was perfect. It was, yeah, I felt not creeped out, but I felt like, ooh, villains.
Yes. Oh, and if you want to see anything we're talking about, I posted it to our stories and I saved it. So if you go to our Instagram, 1313 Harbor, the podcast, and it's the first set of saved stories, and it's called Oogie. I think it's like Oogie Boogie 19. You can see all this. I have videos and everything. Mm-hmm. So go enjoy as we're talking. I like the Frollo. And then they had a giant projection of stained glass, which I tried to get a picture of, but my shadow kept showing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was tricky business. Then you go through the Maleficent section, which has thorns growing up a rock.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was so
good.
Subtle.
Yes.
But it wasn't like, hey, everyone, look, it's Maleficent.
Yes.
I just love that it was like her essence.
Yes. And it was like there's a little bit of purple. And then some of the walls, like, cut. So you had the main thing. And then if you looked, like, beyond it, they would kind of project the villain, like a silhouette of them on there.
Yes, they did that for Queen of Hearts.
Yes, and they did that for Maleficent. And then our point of contention later.
We'll get there.
Our only argument.
That's right. The only argument I think we've ever had.
No, it's the there's two. Two stemmed from this event. Was you didn't want to go trick or treating, and I did.
It wasn't an argument. I was just saying. But I'm glad we did go trick or treating.
Yes.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have seen any of the villains.
Yes.
So you were right.
Yeah. So when we got there,
and to be honest, you're right about this. Yeah. I'm just telling you from my point of view.
I get why you think that.
Thank you.
But we'll get to that.
We'll get there.
So yeah, when we got there, Michelle was like, she gave me her candy bag. She's like, oh, I don't want to go trick or treating, and I just looked at her like she was the craziest person, and I'm like, then why are you here? And you're like, I'm just here to see the shows and like do everything. And I'm
like I wanted to go to the Descent dance. I wanted to do the trail. I didn't realize the villains were in the treat trail.
Yes.
I thought that they were in that trail. I thought there was just one trail to see villains.
Yeah, I forced you.
I'm very glad.
And I made her get candy anyway, and I kept it.
Yeah. So,
but I'm letting you eat some now. So
I ate
of your
four
own
pieces
of your own candy.
That's right. I earned this candy.
I just wanted to tell that story because it's very important to the whole evening. So that was one disagreement. What did Heather say? So we went with our friends Heather, Brittany, and then this guy named Dale also went with us. with a cool costume at least. And Heather was like, conflict? Like, she was joking when we were talking about the candy.
Well, because I had just been eating so much candy that I was like, ugh, I don't want more candy.
Then you said, why would I go trick-or-treating when I can buy my own candy?
Because they didn't have Butterfingers. Butterfingers are my favorite Halloween candy.
Sound off on our Twitter, everybody. Why would you, do you prefer to buy your own candy or do you prefer to get it from strangers who don't like you?
I prefer to buy my own because I like Ferrero Rocher and I like Butterfinger.
See, I like Snickers and Twix and they had both of those there.
See, so yeah. Do you see the discrepancy?
I like to get candy from strangers, especially because I feel like I'm getting something back from Disney, even though I probably only got like $10 worth of candy. That they got for free, most likely.
Probably.
So then next we move on to the Queen of Hearts garden. So I took lots of pictures there.
Because you were dressed as?
Queen of Hearts.
Pinocchio.
So yeah.
Oh yeah, Queen of
Hearts.
So
we'll get into our costumes later, but I was dressed as like a cool interpretation of Queen of Hearts.
It was really cool.
And then Michelle was Meg from Heracles. So that section, it smelled like roses, and there were white roses that would like, they'd go from white to red, and there was like whispers there.
Off with her head.
Then there was a projection of the Cheshire Cat on one of the rocks, which I didn't notice until like I kind of turned around and looked at it.
Yeah, that was it was so subtle and cool. And he doesn't say anything. He just like an Alice, like you see his smile, he materializes and then he vanishes.
And then we had a mini debate there with our group about, is Cheshire Cat a villain? And then we decided like, he's not a villain. He's mischievous.
Yes. I feel like he's, you know, in those D&D charts, he's like chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral, yes.
Yeah.
He's out for himself, but he's not going to hurt you, but he likes to cause chaos.
Yes. He gets off on chaos.
Business doesn't get him down. It gets him off. Next, we have Scar's Elephant Graveyard.
Oh, my gosh.
This was cool.
I was living.
So they had a projection of like various animals walking by.
No, they're just the hyenas. Oh, just the Nazi hyenas.
Okay, Nazi hyenas. Then there was like steam blast.
Yeah,
all
just
around.
Like in Be Prepared.
Yes. So it was recreating Be Prepared. And it was in the area where like the slides are and there's like a cave. So it already kind of looks a bit more like the movie Lion King anyway there. And the steam bits like were timed. So like it came out in different parts of the song and I tried to get a video of them and it was really fun. And they were singing the songs and it was just very spooky.
It was so great.
And then they had like African drums and I don't know what you call those. I apologize.
I don't know, but I think it was to block off going into the
cave. It was
to
block off, but then someone started playing it and they actually could play the drums and they were playing it like
to
the song. And it wasn't a cast member. It was just like some dude who walked by.
I love it.
And I was just like, hello, sir.
Hello.
You are contributing to this experience. I thank you. Because most people detract.
Are you talking about me?
No, not you. Like other people. No, you're delightful.
Oh, thank you. Yes. You're delightful.
You're delightful.
Delightful.
You made the nail people like me more. I didn't even have to do anything. I just had to.
Because you have soft baby hands.
I do have. The nail lady really liked my soft, small baby hands.
Yeah. And my nail lady like didn't charge me for half of my thing.
Oh yeah, your thing was, you were like, oh, was it like this much? I'm like, no, it's literally half of that.
Yeah, she's so nice to me. She repaired my broke, and she's just an angel.
Yeah, angel. Go to 333
Costa Mesa.
And next time we're gonna get the special, like they have a little like private room.
We're gonna watch 30 Rock in there. We're gonna take a video.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be so bad.
We should just record the podcast there and we'll interview the people who do our nails.
I go every 2 weeks because all I do is type at work. And so, you know, it's nice to have nice nails.
I don't go very often, but I'm going to start going more.
You should go every other week. I just make it a point every other weekend or every 3 weeks.
But I do such expensive manicures that I like exclusive things, including manicures and pedicures.
Well, then it's $45 to get the private room.
That's true. Okay. That sounds like we're going to a strip club. Going to the private room.
Bottle service.
The champagne room at 333. So
they do offer you champagne.
They do.
If you want.
And you didn't drink any, and I was shocked.
Because I had champagne for breakfast yesterday, and I had a headache all day.
I was truly like, oh, Michelle's going to get the free champagne. I'm like, she's not going to. Is she okay?
Are you okay?
She's fine. Are you a clone of Michelle? So next is the Dr. Facilier projections.
I thought you were going to say Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Ooh. Side note, I watched a whole Disney video where the girl kept calling him Dr. Facilier, and it drove me crazy. And it was so much that it almost made me think I was wrong.
Oh, she gaslighted
you. Yeah, she gaslit me where I was like, is it Dr. Facilier?
Like, no,
it's Facilier. It's French.
Yeah.
And I've seen the movie. Like, I hear that they said it. So that had like souls and things on the ground.
It had like a portal to like the other side.
And it was one of the strongest projections. Like it was very like
This is a projection.
Like high pixelated, like whatever you'd call that. Like it's very like
high resolution.
High resolution. Yes. Thank you, Michelle. So then we have, now this is where we had
this
some
contention.
This is
the point of contention.
This is the only argument we've ever had. So next is a forest. We can both agree it was
a forest. There's also fire.
Fire and lightning and like but it's like the light is like,
The light is coming down to start a fire.
And then like lightning will hit and then like steam will come out.
For a fire.
Very cool.
And there's a deer.
And there's a dark deer.
There's a giant deer.
Which actually is, I think, a moose.
No, it's a deer.
It's a very big deer.
Oh, dear.
And then there's a projection of the evil queen.
Okay, I never saw this projection of the evil queen.
Brittany has video of it.
Okay, that's fine. I contend that I am wrong. All I'm saying is, from where I was standing, I couldn't see that. I just saw a deer and fire. And I thought, how cool, they're doing Bambi and man is the villain. Man is in the forest.
So it's an evil, I say it's the evil queen section. Michelle's like, it's Bambi.
It's Bambi.
To be fair, they do have, in that area, there's always like, I think deer in the forest, but they were dark. So I could see how you were confused though.
There was fire and there was deer. And it was villains.
Yes.
I was like, oh.
It's hunters.
The hunters.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man is in the forest. Which, by the way, if you watch Saving Mr. Banks, they used to say that when Walt would walk around. Mm-hmm. So he had a bad back from a polo accident and he would get real cantankerous sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he would just, you never knew what kind of, which Walt you got. And so when they heard him walk down the street, walk down the hall, they'd say, man is in the forest. So in Saving Mr. Banks, there's this one scene where you hear Tom Hanks as Walt walking down the forest. And then Bradley Whitford. Sure.
Yeah.
That guy say, man is in the forest.
Oh,
it is like the most
deep
subtle.
Cut.
It's a deep cut.
Ah,
yeah.
So, I like that.
Yeah. So you guys should. Yeah, I feel like people should watch Saving Mr. Banks with me.
Yes.
Because I've been to the Disney studios a lot. So I would be like, oh, that's not really there. That they're making it seem like it's that, but it's like,
it's all Liza Minnelli.
It's all Liza Minnelli.
No, I would be that way over the Disneyland part, because when she goes on King Arthur's Carousel, that's not where the carousel was.
That's right.
And that's not what Fantasyland looked like at
that time.
Right,
because there was Chicken of the Sea.
Yes, Chicken of the Sea. And it was the medieval fair style.
Yep.
It wasn't the like new Fantasyland.
Nope.
Yeah. They did what they could.
Also, they used the Long Beach Airport as LAX.
Oh, I love the Long Beach Airport.
Me too.
It's just a nice airport. I highly recommend it.
Highly recommend.
So there was also... Watch the video yourself and let us know. Is it Bambi or
Look,
is it the evil queen?
I agree that it is the evil queen, but please someone confirm for me that you could see that it could be man. It could be Bambi.
And I also, that was one of just overall my favorite parts, because it was probably like the quote unquote scariest part, because there was like thunder and lightning, but it was all, you know, through lights.
And a deer.
And a deer, a dark deer, anything dark that's like a creature far away is terrifying. It'd be a bunny. And I'm like, oh. Jimmy Carter would agree with me. That's another one for people over a certain age.
Yes, it is.
A bunny attacking him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then kind of throughout the whole thing, there's wisps from Brave. So apparently I was reading like the storyline of Villains Grove. And at the end, it's like the evil queen's part gets so scary that the wisps kind of come and save you.
Oh.
And like, that's why
why it's all those twinkly lights?
Yeah, twinkly lights in the trees. And they paint like the flowers on the log. And I think that's it. Then you walk through like a log of light. And I'm like, is that because you die? Like you're walking. Remember that part where we took the pictures? What is that log of light?
It's light log.
And you walk towards the light and then it's over. I'm surprised they didn't have an Ursula thing and they just splashed some water on you.
Oh, I'm glad they didn't. She is my least favorite villain. My favorite villains would be Hades, Iago, Gaston.
My favorite, I do like Ursula because I love Divine and she's based off Divine. Mm-hmm. So Ursula's one of my favorites. Evil Queen, I just like because she is fabulous and big and has a temper and a tiny little husband.
Evil Queen. Oh, Queen
Sorry, Queen of Hearts. I guess those would be my two favorite. Who else would be another favorite? I don't know. I should have pre-thought about this.
I like the funny villains. That's why I like Hades. And I like all the interactions between Hades and Meg.
I like Lady Tremaine because I understand her. And I like the stepsisters because I really see where they're coming from.
We should be the stepsisters.
Yes.
We just need like a tall guy to dress as drag.
You wanted Dale to be Lady Tremaine.
I know. And he was like, no. Oh, maybe David.
Oh, maybe. Yes. Is he taller than us? Okay. I've never met him in person.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of our Patreons.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one of my friends also.
Yes, one of your friends. I haven't met him yet, but.
He's nice.
Yes. Okay. Lady, okay. We're making this. We will make this so.
Make it so.
We will be such good stepsisters.
Who do you want to be?
I'll be whatever one you don't want to be. I like pink, but.
I want to be Anastasia because she's mouthier.
Okay. You can be the mouthier one.
But, I've never seen... Oh, no, I have seen you with black hair. You look so pretty with black hair.
Thank you. Because
your skin is so fair.
Because I'm so white. I am so white. Yeah, my Queen of Hearts wig, I was really worried it was going to wash me out. But, it just makes me look so white.
I feel like you could wear a lot more rouge.
Oh, yeah, I had no makeup on. All my makeup melted off my body.
It was so hot. Oh, yeah, it was during the Santa Ana winds.
It was 98 degrees at night.
Yeah, in the dark.
Yeah.
It was rough.
And literally, I had eyeliner and fake lashes, and it melted off.
Yeah, in the hour it took for her to get there and then me to get there.
I had to take them off. So let's move on to the treat trails. This is Jasmine's.
This is your special. Go for it, girl.
So there were, I think, 10 treat trails. There was a Maleficent one, Evil Queen, Dr. Facilier, Oogie Boogie, and Mad Hatter. The Maleficent one was the first one we did. Mm-hmm. And that one, the only thing I didn't like is she kind of has to say, They kind of have, standard lines they have to say.
Right. So they say, well,
yes.
Well.
Yes.
The rabblery or whatever.
Yeah. Something, something dark side. Something, something complete. and they give you multiple candy. And in the beginning of the night, they give you, just a few pieces. Or, some people just give you one. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, really?
Do you know what we're dealing with here?
Yeah.
And then they give kids a handful. And I'm like, they don't need that.
Right. Their parents are going to throw that away.
Yes. I will put it to good use.
Right.
Then Evil Queen, we did that second. She was nice.
She was nice, except I want her to I wanted to talk about Descend Dance.
Yeah. You said, I love your daughter. And she said something like at least you have good taste.
At least you're brave enough to admit you have bad taste.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, that's your daughter.
And they did put that in the section. They put that in the Grizzly River Run ride, which I always think the area looks like Snow White anyway. And they put cartfuls of apples and right before the queen. So it's cool that they put her there because to me that already kind of looks like Snow White to me.
Uh-huh.
I think I told Allison one time, I'm like, oh, you should take Snow White pictures there. And I think she was like, yeah, I have already.
Well, you and me should.
Okay.
I'll do a bell bound.
Okay.
And then you can do a bell bound too.
Okay.
Or a Snow White bound. Or a Jennifer Lopez in the movie Geely bound.
I wanted to do Anaconda.
Sure. Whatever.
I was going to dress like a snake.
I want to do the famous dress.
Oh.
The green dress.
Do you remember when the guys from South Park wore those dresses?
Yes, I do. When they were nominated for Oscars for South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Yep. Dr. Facilier had a treat trail that was inside. So that was nice. That was one I coughed in because there was a lot of smoke. He was pretty cool. He was on a throne of skulls underneath him. And he interacted a bit with the crowd. He was just like, I was just like, you're smooth. You're like, he's like, his voice
smooth
is buttery.
Operator.
And he has that sexy southern accent.
Smooth.
And I'm just getting my candy in there.
Operator.
That was the trail where they gave us, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but they gave us a lot of candy in that trail. Especially because we went at that. That was so the treat trails at the end of the night, me and Brittany would just go through four times in a row. And I think they just were like, have more candy.
Take it. It's less for us to clean up.
It was 10:30 and they were just literally scooping handfuls to the point where my bag was so full. I'm like, I can't take anymore. This is too full.
Yeah.
So I did give a lot of it away, but it was just this is awesome.
By the way, from where I'm sitting, your hair looks like the Cheshire Cat.
Oh.
Because it's like fuchsia, but then some strands look dark purple.
Ooh.
So I'm just saying you have Cheshire Cat hair.
I do. Will Tiff love me more?
Yes. Yes.
Then it's worth it.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Tiff Mink love.
Yay. Then there was Oogie Boogie Treat Trail.
That one I really, 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 really
like. That one you like, except the only thing that we were saying we didn't like is they were not as encouraging of taking pictures,
which is strange, or video. So all the other characters I noticed, there's a place for you to kind of step off to the side and watch the the queen or the villain, whoever they are, or mischief maker. So Oogie Boogie, I stepped over to the side, and so no one was behind me, but the boy in front of me was dressed as Miguel, and he was little, and he was getting a little scared.
Yeah.
So his mom was trying to coax him, it's okay, buddy, he's over there, you're with me. And the cast member was, I don't know, had a rough day, but just was screaming at them and us. And we were chill out.
Yeah, they weren't letting anyone take pictures or stop or anything. Every other treat trail, they kind of encouraged it.
Yeah.
But that one, they're just like, no! That one, the costume was really good. That was the only one where it was pre-recorded, right. I think. So, obviously, it's like, I don't think, did his mouth move?
Yeah.
Okay, his mouth moved.
I think it was one of those.
And then it was an animation studio and all the projections were from Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. That was a smaller treat trail, mm-hmm. but it was cool. And then Anna and Elsa meet and greet was still open, which cracked me up.
Look, give the people what they want.
They want some frozen princesses.
Oh my gosh. Did you see that drag queen who dressed as Olaf and they did summer together?
Yes, I did. That's my sustenance.
So I'm strong.
My favorite, I mean, they're not a villain, but my favorite treat trail is Mad Hatter.
Uh-huh.
He's
another chaotic neutral.
He is a chaotic neutral. That's one that we were like, he's not a villain, so why is he on the villain's trail?
He's like Cheshire Cat. He's a mischief.
He's mischievous. Sorry I spit on you.
It's fine.
He was the best out of all of them, in my opinion. He interacted with the crowd so much. Like, people just stood and stopped and, like, talked to him for long periods of time. So I was standing next to – I was dressed as Queen of Hearts, and he was looking at me, and I forget what he said, and I did a, like, off with your head motion, and he's like, what is that, a dance? And I said, no, I'm Queen of Hearts, off with your head. And I was shocked he could hear me, and he's like, oh, well, you're much better looking than real queen, because your head is proportionate to your body.
Oh!
I was like, what if I am the real queen?
I am
then
her.
The highlight of the evening for me was when – so there was a girl in, like, a more – risque Alice costume, like shorter, tighter.
Throwing shade. We're just describing the outfit.
Yeah, it was, you know, the costumes where they take them and they make them like for adult women.
Yeah.
You know, a child wouldn't wear them.
Right.
Maybe
a child wouldn't. It would be regular size. It would
fit them. And he's like, Alice, your outfit appears to be shrinking. And he was so concerned, like, her outfit was shrinking. And yeah, he was just talking to people and, like, talking about their costume. I just love when I did that. And he's like, what is that, a dance? And that was a good treat trail because there was a lot of candy on that.
Mm-hmm.
The people who worked that were nice. There was one guy who said, I love your Winifred costume from but to be fair, that was the section they were completely in the dark.
Like, Winifred.
So from Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
And I realized, I'm like, okay, in the dark.
I thought
dark,
you meant from Mary Poppins. Yeah. And I was like.
Votes for women. I realized that. We were like, so where that particular treat area was almost pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, if you could just see my silhouette, the wig is like Winifred hairline. It's up and it's red and like, it's
flowy. You would make
flowy.
Such a good Winifred, by the way.
I mean, several people have asked me to be Mary.
No, I want you to be Winifred.
I like Sarah's outfit the best, but no one's going to ask me to be Sarah.
Jasmine?
Yes.
Will you be Sarah?
Okay.
So I can be Winifred?
Okay.
But I get to sing all night.
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I'd be a good Winifred, but I feel like you'd be a better Winifred.
No, I think you would be a good Winifred, but if you mm-hmm. want to be Sarah, be Sarah.
Yes. But
people ask me to be Winifred just because mm-hmm. I can't stop singing.
You have a Bette Midler vibe. I'll say that. Yes. And I do. And I love Bette Midler. So that's high praise.
That is.
Yes.
So she used to go by the Divine Miss M.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while in high school, I would sign my papers the Divine Miss M.
Yes. She's like one that, like, her voice is so powerful.
And it stayed strong.
Yes. It really, like, belts still.
I
love her
funny.
So much.
And she loves Winifred so much.
Yeah.
She's a little upset that mm-hmm. they're moving forward with Hocus Pocus 2 and she's not involved.
Oh, my God. How can you do Hocus Pocus without them? And, like, it's not like they don't want to be in it.
Right. It's not like Kathy and Jimmy's got other stuff going on.
Descendants 4.
I can't wait to talk about Descendants.
Oh, that is on our list. So there was also an AP treat trail, which was my personal favorite. So they have a treat trail just for annual pass holders.
Just because it was exclusive.
It was exclusive, and the guy let me pick out my candy. I told him,
I will take 3 diamonds.
I said, if you give me Snickers, I'll be really happy. And he gave me like a handful. And then I said, I will not cut off your head tonight. Then he looked at me like I was an insane person. And I realized he didn't know my costume. And he just thought this lady was saying, I'm not going to cut your head off. And then I quickly tried to explain myself and then I just left. And then there were generic treat trails and there was a cool one. So this year, I like this touch a lot. As you left the party, there was a treat trail through the exit.
Yes.
And so there was like 5 or 6 stations. You could just get your last minute candy.
And I was I was like, can I just peruse? I don't have a bag. And I just like picked out like the apples and something else.
Out the grapes.
Yeah. I'm like, can I have the grapes, please?
I do appreciate that this year they asked you like apples or candy. candy. Grapes are candy. Candy. You know, carrots are candy. Candy. Usually they just kind of give you.
You get what you get. Don't get upset.
And they would always give me the carrots. But this year I was like, candy. And I remember there was one guy, like, he had carrots and nobody wanted carrots. And I'm like, I'm sure you're a lovely person. And he laughed very hard. That's funny. So let's talk about Villainous. We did not watch it.
Watched half of it.
I made myself watch a video on it and I could not finish it. It was fine. I'm just World of Color. It's just you get really wet and it's just not my cup of tea. So the story of Villainous is it's a 9-year-old Shelly Marie who doesn't know if she wants to be a villain or a princess. And Oogie Boogie is telling this tale of Shelly Marie. And the villains try to tell Shelly how great it is being a bad guy. And the show is at the end, you kind of find out like Shelly's mom dresses up as Maleficent and she's like, I'd like you to be the real you. And the show's about like you being your true self. And I'm pretty sure Shelly Mae is a future serial killer. Because like there's parts where like she goes through all the villains and like Hades is making things catch on fire and she's laughing. And I'm like, oh, we're going to hear about Shelly Mae later in life.
Oh, boy.
It was cute. It was kind of weird because like in the Ursula part they had the poor unfortunate souls, like the little poop people. Mm-hmm. They were singing, and then in it was like the victims were the ones singing. Mm. And then I'm trying to remember in some of the other ones, and like once skeletons were singing, so I'm like, oh, it's the people they killed.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And Shelly Mae looked like a Tim Burton character.
Oh yeah, she was designed by Eric Goldberg, who did Genie, most famously, Mrs. Potts.
Oh, it's my doppelganger.
One day I'm going to make you cosplay Mrs. Potts.
I will. Mrs. Potts. We talked about that in our Google Hangout.
It's just going to be a bikini with like broken pieces of porcelain on it. And
that like grandma hat.
Yeah. And white hair. Like, ooh. And then I want sexy Lumiere that he's just wearing like a bunch of candles around his
and
tuchus.
Just like gold skin. Yeah. And fire hands.
Yeah. Sexy. I want to do a group of sexy Beauty and the Beast characters.
I
want to
do, like, we were talking about this in our Google Hangout for our Patreon, like sexy characters, but characters like the unsexiest characters. Like sexy Heimlich.
Dale would do that.
Oh, yeah. Choo-choo train, yeah.
Ooh, I want to chew on your candy corn.
That was my favorite ride. And when you posted that picture with you and Heimlich, that made me so sad.
Oh, I know. I just...
So if you liked Villainous, let us know, because it was
Javon
just...
did.
Javon did?
He was offended that I didn't sit and watch it.
Sorry, Javon.
Yeah.
Normally you have excellent taste.
This is not one of those moments. This is not,
I mean, maybe it was better in person. It was really long too. Like it was like a 20-minute show.
Okay. Future serial killer.
It was like how Tiff said, it was a little too much. It was like, why is Oogie Boogie telling us this tale about this little girl who's going to see Disney villains that we already know about?
I don't know.
It was just a little too much like, okay.
Can't it just be like, oh, you know what it should have been like? It should have been like that Disney Halloween, like that commercial where it's the villains like playing poker.
Oh,
and it would have been like, you know, the villains working together or singing about how they're like the best. Mm-hmm. Like, I collect poor unfortunate souls. And then Hades like, doon, 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 doon.
I have fire hair.
I'm the world, I have fire hair. Epidupru. I don't know.
I just don't get why are you trying to convince children to be evil.
Because it's good to be bad. Na, 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 na.
I feel like all of Disney properties recently are just like, don't be a good guy. Be a bad guy because there's better merchandise.
Yeah, there's more merchandising opportunities.
It's
an untapped market.
People who are like, I like Disney villains better, which is everybody, that like, no, you're weird. Most people don't like them. It's like, no, everybody likes the Disney villains better.
I like Descendants. Does that count?
Yeah, well, Descendants is just a good movie.
Oh, it's an excellent trilogy.
If Descendants was starring like the good guy, like Audrey, I would still watch it.
I just
and
love.
And third one was.
Oh my gosh, her song is such a bop.
Yes. So, Frightfully Fun Parade, it was what we saw was enjoyable.
Yeah.
I like the Headless Horseman. It was a nice length parade. They added some new floats. They had all the villains.
Except Gaston.
They didn't have Gaston. Sorry, Gaston. He's too handsome. They had the Haunted Mansion and the dance, which that's my favorite part.
Yeah, I love that. And I was telling Jasmine, like, a few years ago, the choreography was, like, a little more violent.
Like, spoilers, they... there was a dance move where they implied that they broke
the women's necks.
Yes.
And so then Disney, they got a lot of complaints.
Yeah.
And they used to have a thing where Facilier would mm-hmm. take, just like in the movie, move his hand up in front of his face, and then like black light would show like a skull face.
Oh.
And it was so cool. And then moms complained.
Moms are like, I don't like death.
No, I loved that. That was really cool. And because the dance part was just like so jagged mm-hmm. and like they're dead already yeah. and then their necks were broken and then they
dead
were like
loving it.
I'm haunted. I don't know. I just really liked the old choreography, but this choreography mm-hmm. was great too.
Yeah.
And yeah, one of these days I really want to go as a Haunted Mansion.
Oh, I would love that.
People person.
I would love to just like get a group together and we're all different Haunted Mansion characters.
Oh my gosh, who do you want to be?
I mean, if I got to choose anybody, I'd love to either be the bride or one of the ballroom dancers.
Really?
Yes.
I would want you to be the tightrope walker.
I would, but I
think
like
you
that's
would
a
look
popular
so
one.
Cute.
I would love to be tightrope walker, but I feel like everyone wants to be tightrope
who
walker.
Cares? Okay. I decree you. Okay. I was like, I hope she's a tightrope walker because I think you would look so cute.
Cassie of Glimmerwood made a very cute one.
Oh,
a very
cute
costume.
So,
cute. So I would like to be her.
I would like you to be her. And then I want to be a dancer. And then Heather can be the bride.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, and then who can Brittany be?
Brittany can be...
Sally?
Yeah. She could be...
Madame Leota.
Madame Leota, or the one that sits on the tombstone. The old lady.
Oh.
Yeah. She could be... What's her name? Daisy De La Cruz. That's what some of the artwork, they call her Daisy De La Cruz.
Or she could be April December.
Oh, she could. April December actually would be the one I would watch. She's my favorite. I like her one tightrope walker.
Really?
Because April December is like me before moisturizer, me after moisturizer.
Speaking of, my face is so nice. I'm going to have to invest in this stupid
thing.
Yeah,
I think you're
going to
have to get it. Your skin looks divine.
Thank you.
What else was in the parade? Cheshire Cat. We spotted the Cheshire Cat.
Yes, he was there.
He was adorable.
He was so cute. Hades was there. Dale yes. was so happy with that Hades costume.
Have you seen the Hades in like the Hong Kong Disney parade where it's like mega, it's like Supreme Belle, Supreme Hades?
No.
It's like,
I thought you meant the face character one, which is why I was nodding my head.
No, it's literally like, it's like his body, his like lower half is like a huge tall Hades and then it's like an actor in the top half and they have that for the Queen of Hearts too.
Ooh.
And it's like Supreme Belle in
Paint the Night.
Yeah. It's just very creepy.
That's dope.
I think it's Hong Kong because they do creepy stuff there.
They do like a maze.
Yes. I wanted to do an episode so bad. Okay, I'll have to do it next year on the mazes of Hong Kong Disney because they do like scary mazes, but not as scary as like Not Scary Farm.
We should interview people.
I know people who, so Fast Pass Facts, who are delightful, friends of the podcast. I adore them. Go watch their videos. They have a video on this, on the mazes of Hong Kong Disney. I think they made it last year. But yeah, they're awesome. They're delightful, beautiful. Two beautiful people inside and out.
Two beautiful souls.
So let's move on to our favorite costumes. I was obviously queen of... You can see our costumes on our page. I was Queen of Hearts. You were Meg.
Dale was Heracles.
Heather was...
Hunkules.
Hunkules. Heather was Belle, Provincial Belle. And then Brittany was Rapunzel with brunette hair.
Yeah.
There was a few Hercules Megs. Not like a lot. Like a hand.
I saw like... I only saw one other one.
I think I saw four or I just saw the same over and over again. You were the best, obviously.
Oh, thanks.
There was a lot of Queen of Hearts.
You were the best. No, you were, because I loved your hair and I loved your costume.
I was the only not literal one. Like there
were an interpretation.
Yes. I like to take ugly Disney villains and make them beautiful.
I love it.
And then Ariana did both of our wigs,
yes.
which were amazing.
Mine was I want that so comfortable.
Mine was so comfortable. And then I put the roses in it. And she came up with that idea because the crown that I got didn't end up working of taking white roses and painting them red.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is the best idea ever.
It's, yeah. I need you to take more pictures of your costume.
We need to do that. Do detailed shots. What are some
other? Because Dale 3D printed and sanded and painted my...
Oh,
the thing.
That's why it kept falling off.
Yeah. So no. It's magnets.
Oh.
So I didn't want to sew anything onto the dress because it's a wrap dress and I can wear that dress like out. Like when I go to the Broadway princess party, I'll probably wear that dress.
Oh, so cute.
It's just a nice dress.
Yes.
But so we wanted to have Meg's little, what do you call it? Like
belt
pendant.
Piece. Yeah.
Yeah. We wanted it because we needed it, but then we wanted it to be detachable. So we put it on with magnets, this really strong magnet. And the only time it fell off ever was when I was sitting because I was literally moving the magnet or when I was jumping up and down dancing.
Okay.
So those are the only times. But it's great. And then Dale he handmade his costume in 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Working like really an good. Hour a day.
People were very excited about it.
It's really good.
He was the only one of us who people asked to take pictures of, and Dale was very happy to do it.
Yeah.
So there was a Figment and Dreamfinder.
I was very happy to see
and
them.
And you kind of almost chased them down and they did not stop.
Yeah.
Like, what else did we see? A lot of Descendants. I was expecting to see a bunch of the new Joaquin Phoenix Jokers. I only saw one at the end of the night and I was like, there he is.
There he is.
There was...
I didn't see any Harley Quinns.
No Harley Quinns. No, mostly Disney stuff.
I feel like not enough Descendants. I saw a lot of Aladdins, which is funny because you didn't see any.
I didn't see any Aladdins or Jasmine.
I saw so many Aladdins and Jasmines.
I saw a few Duke Kabooms, a lot of Toy Story.
I saw a ton of Duke Kabooms.
So much Toy Story in general.
Which was kind of frustrating because I just bought a Duke Kaboom costume and it was $150.
Ooh.
And I was like, because normally it's like 70. Mm-hmm. So it was like double the price.
You got the deluxe costume.
No, it's because they had all sold out. So I had to buy it from a reseller on eBay. And I was like, why did it sell out? And it's like literally every dad was Duke Kaboom.
So really quickly, so Michelle can talk about Descendants. There was really cool character meet and greets, and it was mostly villains.
Oh, right.
So we met Prince John and Sheriff of Nottingham.
Uh-huh.
And somebody called him the Sheriff of Nottingham Prince John. It was you. It was you. I'm shaming you now. I didn't remember if it was you.
It was me.
And he was very offended.
I know. But then it must have been love, but it's over now.
Michelle sang that very loudly in line.
Yes.
Luckily, you have a good voice at least.
Me and the Sheriff of Nottingham, we shared a moment.
You did, of love. There was Kingdom Hearts, Donald and Goofy. You met Donald, I met Goofy.
Yeah.
And Goofy was delightful.
We tried getting back for Goofy, but Dale's feet were killing him. So he...
And they cut off the line right after us.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. I was so sad, but at least I got Donald. So now in my lifetime, I have met Sora, Donald, and Goofy.
Yay! But yeah, Goofy loved my outfit and we took pictures together. I'll have to post that. We walked by Baloo and Don Carnage, which I don't know if I love Don Carnage as much as I love saying the name Don Carnage. I just love the name Don Carnage.
Okay.
We saw Shayu, a literal demon. So later I walked by and they had the villain from Pocahontas. With the
Radcliffe?
Yes.
Governor Radcliffe.
Tiny, tiny proportions.
Uh-huh.
Shayu. And then we saw Frollo.
Judge Claude Frollo. Boop, boop.
And
boop,
literally boop, they're all kind of scary, boop, but Shayu was just like.
He's built like a mountain.
And he's like a tiny face.
Yeah.
Tiny face. We walked. The longest line was for Pinocchio and the Blue Fairy. And Brittany really wanted to see them. But they even at like 11... almost 11 o'clock at night at closing, they still had a long line.
Yeah, the Blue Fairy looked beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, Pinocchio is like, but Blue Fairy is.
Deep. Yeah.
We also walked by Snow White and Dopey.
You did?
Right when we walked in, we saw them.
Uh-huh.
And then they offered free photo pass all night. So now, Michelle, tell us about Descendants.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay.
There was a part of the evening we separated.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do more candy. Michelle wanted to see Descendants.
Yes.
So this is...
Oh,
tell us the tale.
I had the time of my life. Sorry, I keep bumping the table.
It's okay.
You're going to kill me.
It's fine.
Okay.
They'll kill you. I won't kill you.
So, Descendants was over across from Monsters, Inc. at that stage. And it...
Kind of where they had the Alice in Wonderland electronica.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
I walked by it once and it looked really cool.
It was so cool. So they teach you this dance that's kind of easy.
Which you and Dale already knew.
No.
I thought you were practicing it.
That was a different dance.
Okay.
So they teach you this dance and it's so cool. It's basically like 15 minutes of cardio. Mm-hmm. It was so great. So like they teach you this whole dance and then you keep doing it. And then in the middle of you dancing with them, they'd like break dance and be like, VKs, let me see what you got. And then like the dancers would like break dance. And then so there's like a host who's kind of dressed like Mal.
Uh-huh.
And then
it's this, Al.
This video projection of like Mal, Evie, and Jay would come up and be like, I like those dance moves. Let's see what you got. And then it'd be like, all right, thanks, Evie. We got this from the top. 5, 6, 7, 8. And then we would dance. It was so great. So this character attendant is like, oh, this old lady is trying to dance with the kids. But I was like, move aside, younglings. Actually, that's not true. I stood to the side and Dale stood behind me. So I didn't have to worry about stepping on anyone or bothering anyone. And I was just like full out dancing, having the time of my life. And then the show ends with they like teach you like this one like kind of goodbye dance where it's like you it's like mostly step together, step, step together, step, and then like pose. And then they said, you know, make your hand like a paw and hold it to the sky. They didn't say like in honor of Carlos. They didn't say, well, I forgot the actor's name right now. I got
Cameron Boyce. Yeah.
And I got misty eyed. Like he would have loved that. It was just sad because like all the other VKs are like looking good, guys.
Yeah.
You know, and he had done so many Disney's channels. Stuff, you would have been so good at that.
Yeah.
So, and then afterwards, they played the song that Dale and I had learned the dance to called Chillin' Like a Villain. And my boyfriend danced with me in public, and it was awesome. So, like, it was just so great. It's from Descendants 2. It's like one of our favorite songs. We listen to it all the time in the house. Chillin'
Like a Villain. That just reminds me of those like songs like I'm Gellin' Like Magellan. Remember for Insult, the Dr. Souls?
Yes, I do. So, yeah, it was really. Yeah, it was like really great.
You spent like an hour there. We did many treat trails while you were doing that.
I was living. So yeah, like the dance party was half an hour and then I danced by myself because Dale was tired. So I just danced by myself and the DJ was like, Megara, nice moves. Where's Hercules? I'm like, he's on the bench.
And like, keep going, ponytail.
Yeah, I'm like, I got this. Boop, 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 doo, doo, doo,
doo, doo. The best part of the night is the last Descendants from 10 to 11 because nobody's there. There's no lines and they just give you, it's like West, you know, it's like a check-in in an Italian airport. There's no rules. Like they just give you all this candy.
Such a deep cut.
So what are your overall thoughts of the event?
I take back everything negative I ever said. My only two critiques, the cast members, you can't help.
Yeah.
The only two critiques are give me that extra hour and give me two parades, please.
Yes.
So I can actually see it because it was too packed.
Yes.
But other than that, I loved it. It was so immersive. It was so cool. There was something for everyone. It wasn't that scary. I think
it was not so scary.
It was not so scary. I think if they wanted to maybe in Marvel Land, like do another treat trail or
Marvel Land, they just had, if you don't count like Hyperion Theater, they just had the character meet and greets.
They had Loki.
Yeah.
Did you see anyone else?
I saw Gamora. I saw Star-Lord. And there was ride overlays. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. There were ride overlays. We didn't go on any rides, so I didn't
I have no idea.
You can go on them. The Guardians of the Galaxy one is cool. I don't go on Guardians of the Galaxy. Continue your thoughts, Michelle.
Dale doesn't either.
Because we're sane.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I loved it. I cannot wait till next year. Maybe I'll go twice next year.
I think, yeah, we at least have to go once, possibly twice.
Maybe like once just to, like to spectate and one to play.
Yes.
It was so great. I take back everything. I was like, I was not excited about it. The pier was the least interesting part.
Yeah, we didn't even go to the pier. We just did the candy trail and then turned around.
But like, I really hope they do when they find another space for another immersive.
Yes.
Villains thing, like, because you could do Ursula, you could do what do you call
it?
Gaston, you could do Hades.
Frollo, and he just condemns you for eating candy.
No, but you already have Frollo in the other one.
That's true, but like a candy trail.
Oh, sure. I'm talking about like the villain trail.
Oh, yes. No, I want candy trail.
They could do Bambi.
They could do Man.
Man is in the forest. Anyway, yeah. Two thumbs way, way up. Quote Hades, two thumbs way, way up.
It'll be interesting when Marvel Land opens how they're going to incorporate that in. Or if that's just going to be like, it's too crowded. You can't come here.
Maybe Thanos will be there.
Maybe Thanos will give out candy and be like, I ended you all, but have some candy.
He's like, and then he snaps and half your candy disappears.
I need that.
Who else would be a good? Well, obviously Loki. Loki again. Darth Vader. He's not Marvel.
Yeah, but like I just want more Star Wars representation.
No. I think that was my favorite part of the night. There was no Star Wars.
I really enjoyed it. I liked it better than there wasn't as many like cool photo opportunities as there are at Disneyland.
But also it wasn't as crowded or
definitely not.
It was great.
DCA, like the streets are wider. It's better suited for parades.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. It was
I
fun.
Hope they do the Descendants every year. That was the highlight of my life. I loved it.
I liked the treat trails. I liked that there were only 10 of them and that they're very well marked. I liked that half of them were like, it wasn't just like a treat trail. Like they had like theming to them. I liked that there wasn't a lot of lines. Villains Grove, I wish they would do two things like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like Villains Grove 1 and Villains Grove 2.
That would
like,
be so cool.
Put Villains Grove 2 like in that Villains Grove Electric 2 Boogaloo. Put like Ursula like
yes.
a, like a, I don't know.
They could do that like over by the pier. Put like the aquatic Or like, I guess she's the only aquatic bad guy.
I was thinking like over by, you know where Cars Land used to turn into Bugs Land?
Yes.
Do you have like that big door for a backstage area? Ooh, you can make that. And,
yes.
See?
There's something back there.
I'm smart.
Rocket can hand you candy and then steal it.
And Thanos can snap.
Yep, and half your candy's gone.
Exactly.
That's the best idea you've ever had.
Thank you.
So yeah, we highly recommend Oogie Boogie Bash.
Oogie Boogie Bash.
I'm glad there wasn't too much Nightmare Before Christmas because sometimes I can get a little burnt out on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though it was Oogie Boogie Bash, like I think that he was the only one there representing that. Well, and then Jack was in the parade.
Yeah, and Dale was not a fan.
Yes, he was pretty free. He's like, that's in the parks? I forgot what else he said.
He was like, who asked for that? I'm like, lots of people.
Visit the AP trail. If you want lots of candy, just go in circles. Mm-hmm. They don't judge you. You can have as much as you want. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
You know where you can get as much as you want of this podcast?
iTunes.
iTunes.
Spotify, iHeartRadio.
Wherever podcasts are found.
Yes.
You know what could make us really happy? If you rate, mm-hmm. review, subscribe, tell your friends, yes. Tell your mom's friends.
Tell Oogie Boogie.
Tell Jack.
So just, yeah, let's go through some logistics here at the end of the pod, at the end of my life. we have a Patreon.
Yep.
We do bonus episodes.
Yep.
I'm going to do a longer cut. So the interview I did with Lady Dame Fino last week was 2 hours. I'm going to release the whole interview there. So go to our Patreon. We have cool bonus episodes. We do them every week. So it's patreon.com/1313harbor the podcast, or just if you go to our website, it's linked there. Mm-hmm. Our website is
1313harborthepodcast.com. Don't you dare put a www.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
We have, as I said earlier, our Instagram, 1313harbor the podcast.
Our Twitter, 1313harbor. Yes.
And on our Instagram, you can see pictures from the event. And if you watch our stories, you can see videos from the event.
And if you follow our personal Instagrams, yes. you can see our costumes in yes. more detail.
And you can hear Michelle during the part where we're in the Evil Queen Forest go, is that Bambi? On one of the videos. Let us know if you hear that. What else do we have? I think that's it.
We have sandwiches.
We have sandwiches. We finish each other's
butts.
So yeah, go on our website. Enjoy our episode. We're sorry you had to listen to this.
We love you.
We love you.
Brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah. Please brush your teeth, especially after you eat as much candy as I ate today.
That's right.
And all who come to this happy podcast, welcome.